Bacterial infections have a negative effect on the natural course of cirrhosis. We all know the most common bacterial infections in liver cirrhotics. These are urinary tract infections, pneumonia, and spontaneous bacterial peritonitis. Data on bacterial infections at other body sites are scarce. We retrospectively analyzed patients with cirrhosis and bacterial infections between 2015 and 2018 in our center. Typical and atypical bacterial infections were categorized, and clinical and laboratory parameters were compared between both groups. Among 488 cirrhotic patients, we identified 225 typical bacterial infections, mostly urinary tract infections, and 74 atypical bacterial infections, mainly cholangitis. There were no differences in our cohort in age, gender, or etiology of cirrhosis between patients with typical and atypical bacterial infections. Atypical bacterial infections occurred more frequently in patients with advanced cirrhosis, as shown by MELD and child puke scores. Atypical bacterial infections have a different spectrum, and there is a correlation between the stage of cirrhosis and atypical bacterial infections. Therefore, when investigating cirrhotic patients with suspected bacterial infection, a detailed workup is required if no typical bacterial infections can be identified.